This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 264 for Thursday, February 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, taking back some of yesterday's losses as gains in Chicago soybeans provided support. Canola was steady to up nearly $6, the most active May contract up $4 at $688.50 per ton. New crop contracts lagged to the upside, November up only 20 cents at $564.80. Speculators accounted for much of the activity, with the general technical trend still pointed higher, despite any recent profit-taking corrections. The underlying fundamentals for canola also remain supportive, adding to the gains as the market continues to work to ration demand going forward. However, recent strength in the Canadian dollar and a slightly softer tone in Chicago soy oil today did pressure values. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures were higher, seeing a modest recovery after yesterday's losses, while wheat was slightly lower. Soybeans up 14 cents in the May contract at $13.67 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 804,000 tons for movement during the current marketing year came in at the higher end of trade guesses, providing support. New crop sales of 178,000 tons were also reported. However, soy oil sales were reported as a net cancellation of 438 tons, with the cancellation of previous business to Guatemala offsetting any new sales. CONAB, Brazil's agricultural ministry, raised their estimate for the country's soybean crop slightly today, now pegging it at 103.8 million tons. Corn was also due for a correction after recent losses, the May contract up 7 cents at 539 and 3 quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.46 million tons were in line with trade expectations. CONAB pegged Brazil's corn crop at 105.5 million tons. That would be up by 3 million from an earlier guess. Wheat futures, they posted small losses today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the May contract at $6.27 per bushel. Kansas City also down 3 cents in May at $6.17 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the May contract at $6.39 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 591,000 tons were above market expectations, and that was a bit supportive, helping temper the declines. A recent cold snap across the U.S. plains was also somewhat supportive, although the extent of any damage caused to the winter wheat there won't be known for some time. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.